Morning, everyone.
Good morning, David.
Awake and ready?
Awake.
Great. Will you please pray with me? Oh, Heavenly Father.
Divine Mother.
Beloved Jesus Christ.
Blessed
Master.
Saints and
sages
of all religions.
I bow to all of you.
Free
my life from all obstacles.
And give me physical,
mental, and spiritual development.
Make my mind thy temple.
Make my heart thy altar.
Make my love thy home.
Be thou the only King.
Reigning on the throne of my consciousness.
Morning, of course, we're marking the anniversary of Mother's Mahasamadhi. Something that I wrote for the occasion, describing that evening when I received a phone call. A call came from Barbara Anderson, Mother's daughter, from the hospital. Mother has left the body. It was not a complete surprise. Mother had been in the hospital. She was not doing well. And yet, Mother had gone through years now of severe health problems and come back time after time. Years earlier, Mother had been in the hospital. The doctor told the family that he did not expect Mother to live through the night. Gary, Mother's son, looked the doctor straight in the eye and said, "You don't know my mother." Mother lived and continued to thrive for many years after. Barbara said she would call others. I sat and tears streamed from a deep sense of loss. Mother had been the focus of my spiritual path since our first meeting nearly 17 years before. My adult years had been spent with Mother. She had called me to her when I was 20 years old. The guiding light of my life was now hidden. What would I do? What would we all do? Mother had stood as a spiritual bulwark to an increasingly materialistic society driven by lower desires. Now the light of the world was no longer embodied in our dear mother. During these deep reflections, a call came from Larry and Kate. Would I be meeting them at the hospital? 20 minutes later, we met near Mother's room. Barbara was there. We came in, and there was Mother laid out on the hospital bed. Larry, feeling Mother's hand, was amazed that her body was still warm. We kept vigil with Mother, aware of a tremendous spiritual power in the room, and also aware that Mother's body was now absent its precious cargo, Mother herself. After some time, Barbara said, "Let David have some time with Mother now," and all left the room. I stood at Mother's feet and thought, "Oh, Mother, you have been my guiding light. What am I to do now? You asked me to serve by being your minister. You ordained me Yogacharya. You passed your spiritual mantle on to me. And now I feel I am just a little speck in your powerful light. You must continue to guide me. Be my guiding pole star, not only to conduct my ship to the heavenly kingdom, but to help all souls you give to me to the supreme realization of their oneness with God." I bowed at Mother's feet, touching my forehead to her holy body. She had spiritualized her entire life, her body, mind, and soul, and for the last time I was able to bow at her sacred feet. I felt Mother's blessings through her touch that night, and I have continued to feel her blessings, without which I would not have been able to make my journey to God. She continues to be my guiding light and will continue to be so for the entirety of my life. Through the example of her life, her teachings, and even now, through the imprint of her thoughts on my thoughts, her love in my heart. It is not possible to imagine my life without having met my blessed Guru, nor would I want to try. She set me off on the greatest journey known to mankind, the way to God realization. She always told the truth. It would not be an easy path. It would test and challenge me to the core. It would strip me of everything I called my own. It would crucify me. What a sales pitch. However, as a result of whatever I was put through, Mother also said that the realization I would attain, the bliss I would feel, the truth I would know, would make it worth everything I would have to go through. And as I said, she told the truth, and all that she said has come to be. Not everyone is ready or willing to pay the price for this truth. But for those who are willing, there are a few in the world qualified to lead one on such a journey. But for those who are able to secure the blessings of a truly realized soul and are willing to surrender heart, mind, and soul to the infinite, there are no limits to what may be attained in divine consciousness. What a treasure trove of wisdom Mother taught. But that did not mean I would not have to go through the tremendous trials. However, to know that these trials were part of my path was of inestimable value. I remember when I was taken through the nothingness of God. I was in this experience for some time in which I felt the great expanse of the infinite, but the eye of the ego was totally absent. Only a witness consciousness continued. I was a witness, but I did not have any feeling about anything. I had no desire, no outlook, no feeling about the future or past. The I that remained was a witness to vast eternity, and yet the witness also existed in this human body. During this experience, my wife said, "I don't feel like I have a husband." She sensed this absence. A voice that came from somewhere other than myself said with powerful conviction, "Your husband is dead." I heard this pronouncement and saw her distressed reaction without feeling anything. I was just inwardly still witness. I knew that truth had just been spoken through me. I could see her tears and grief, but inwardly I was completely neutral. In that moment, Mother's teaching emerged from some hidden depth. This is the nothingness of God, and I knew that it was. The knowledge did not come from the reasoning mind. That was dead. Rather, it came spontaneously from the divine mind. Mother had paid a tremendous price to bring this wisdom forward into world consciousness, and that guiding wisdom made all the difference to me. I see the effect of her teachings on so many others. Her strength, wisdom, balance that came from her tremendous spiritual nature, and even just as important, all that she taught through her human qualities that also expressed her divinity. It can strike one as the height of hubris to say that man can realize God, can even be transformed into an expression of divinity itself. Yet it is this hidden, potential is the truth. And this truth challenges every notion we have about existence. It is the greatest promise ever spoken. Jesus, Krishna, and Buddha all came to evoke this same truth in humanity. But that notion that all the great religions are expressions of the one divinity seems a heresy too far for many. It is a sign of the times we live in an era when a self-evident truth that there is but one God, and that God is not the property or possession of any sect, race, or religion, can be denied or ridiculed. Mother taught there is but one God, one religion, and that religion is the realization of our oneness with Him. We, with our puny human intellect, cannot fathom the great designs of the infinite consciousness, nor of His emissaries. The life of Babaji, of Mother, of any of the great masters affect powerful but subtle changes that introduces causative factors that greatly quickens the evolution of this earth and its inhabitants, even those who live on distant planets. Occasionally, such a great one comes on the earth stage with tremendous impact. More often, the chosen one remains in the background, working with those God has given them to help bring this world into a new era. To contemplate the life and teachings of such a Son of God quickens the evolution of a developing soul, bringing you into a more advanced state. Just thinking upon such a God being is attunement to divine consciousness. It was said by Larhi Mahasya that anyone reverentially saying the word Babaji receives an instant blessing. I know of countless examples of those who focused on Mother and have received just such blessings. When you touch the fabric of exquisite quality, it awakens that quality within you. How much more so is this true of communing with the God-realized soul, touching the quality of that high vibration, awakens in you your own divine nature. Now you are transformed, not into a knockoff of the original, but you are now a unique expression of the singular Creator. Your soul rises into celestial spheres, and you come face to face with the divinity of your own being. With this realization, you are complete. All of your heart's desires are fulfilled, and you know the truth beyond doubt. You have become as the Master, and you are now completely free. God and the Master is pleased. To honor Mother's life is to emulate her, not copy her in some blind way, but to emulate her commitment, her desire, and her surrender, all focused upon her God and Guru. When Swami Ram Dass would speak of his book, In Quest of God, as being dangerous, this is what he meant, because you would be inspired to strive for God even as he had done, and this would change your entire life. With this change, you will be filled with bliss. You will absolutely know your oneness with the infinite, and you will know that the same divinity that you felt in your Master is also in you. Such was the quest Mother sent me on, and such is the journey embarked upon all who hear her voice to come, follow me. We have also put out a booklet of one of Mother's talks. It's an absolutely gorgeous talk, A House Divided. It was a talk that she gave on January 25th, 1961 in Portland, Oregon, and that there are copies by the door. And if anyone is not here and would like it, they can send an email to Carla and ask her for a copy of this. So it will be on the website. And I thought one other thing I would read to you is what I spoke at Mother's memorial time, entitled Mother. Mother has a special meaning for each of us. Our memory, like a treasure chest, may be ours for the taking of sacred, tender, and powerful remembrances that makes Mother's presence both near and dear. Mother's powerful will, her sense of humor, and most of all, her love, is what brilliantly shines out of my memory treasure chest. Her love for her Master, Paramahansa Yogananda, her love for God and complete dedication and surrender to Him, her tenacious love for each of us, her love for family, friends, and foes alike, a powerful love that withheld nothing, her great will that saw her through many a trying experience, galvanized through difficult trials, her will strong as steel, made her stubborn against all the odds, and made her true to her purpose, even when it made things a little uncomfortable for us mere humans around her. Her sense of humor, sparkling with love of life, love of people, love of life ironies and surprises. Her laugh, her smile, her love of telling a good story, her own amusement of herself and her life. These are all qualities of Mother's being, but there is no doubt in anyone from where that source of Mother's being flowed, her desire to love and serve God and Guru. Upon meeting her Guru in 1925, she set herself upon the path of realizing God. Rung after rung, she climbed Jacob's ladder to its highest spiritual pinnacle. She worked endlessly to serve those who wanted to share in the quest to those great heights. She found God, Christ, and Guru, and made them manifest in her own being. Some became entranced by the paradoxes of her humanity, losing sight of the divine, which she always served. For myself, she challenged me to be my best, and rejoiced at my successes, forgave me for my faults, and loved me always. She gave her life, her love, her blood for all who came after her. Isn't that what the Christ enjoined us to do? Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. John 15:13. These thoughts glow from my treasured memory chest, and in turn invoke a very real presence of our beloved mother. Today, mother, we say goodbye to your body, a difficult thing to do. But we will love and honor our memories of you, and seek out in the silence of our beings your living presence felt in each of our hearts. And so goodbye to this, your incarnation. We have been privileged to share with you. And may God bless us always with the knowledge of your guidance and wisdom, and with the feeling of the sweetness and love of your Spirit. So today we'll have a little different service. We have the only videotape we have of Mother's Talk, and we'll watch that today. And also the centenary video that we have. So I hope you enjoy these.